Radio Estel. To follow vapor trails as the sun disappeared. I saw your footsteps in the snow. Let silver jets, it seems so long.
Tanquem la paradeta en la presentació d'aquest disc de Cornflowers Blue amb la música de Trevor May i Theresa McInerney, i ho fem amb aquestes cançons que estàvem escoltant. El primer tema, el Run Down the Rails, i aquest segon, que és una cançó que a mi m'encanta i que porta el nom de Cold Lake, Silver Jets and Sunsets. Hi ha cançons molt boniques que habitualment expliquen la història, les històries que solen acabar malament de relació entre parelles. D'aquestes 8 cançons que conté el disc, vull acabar amb Fisherman's Blues. És la darrera cançó del disc i és una peça que ells han fet realment meravellosa. la música de Cornflower Blue a través del Club del Country, amb aquesta segona part, les composicions, la música de Trevor May i Theresa McInerney. Anem a recordar un àlbum editat 10 anys enrere. Era el cinquè àlbum d'estudi d'un cantant nascut a la població de Cairo, a l'estat de Georgia, i conegut amb el nom de Gerald Singletary. Aquest va ser el seu cinquè àlbum. Era bàsicament un àlbum compost de cançons que havien interpretat abans que ell altres artistes, excepte el tema que donava nom a l'àlbum. Dos senzills van ser realitzats d'aquest disc, editat per Alan Cobb i produït per Gregory Cole el 23 d'abril del 2002. El primer d'ells va ser la cançó que donava nom al disc, That's Why I Sing This Way. És una peça que va arribar al número 47 de les llistes americanes. Un àlbum que tenia, entre d'altres, la participació de gent com George Jones, Dwight Yoakam, Rhonda Vincent, John Wesley Riles, Mel Haggard i Johnny Paycheck en les seves cançons. Sentim el That's Why I Sing This Way.
Used to tell me, son, you better get your work done. Your daddy's coming home at 5. And if you ain't all through with the chores you gotta do, boy, I'm gonna tan you alive. I was glued to the radio listening to my hero singing them sad old songs, singing them sadder than a one-car funeral. Nobody sings like Jones. I take that old kitchen broom up to my room and I play it like an old guitar, or sit out on the porch trying to sing like George, dreaming of becoming a star. Well, things I never did when I was just a kid made me what I am today. You see, Mama used to whip me with a George Jones album. That's why I sang this way. Up in Nashville working at a sawmill just to be close to the stars. I got a little broke, but I couldn't ask my folks, so I had to hawk my old guitar. I still hang around Tootsie's Orchid Lounge thinking he'll walk through that door. But a voice in my mind said, you're wasting your time, 'cause George don't drink no more. I used to take that old broom up to my room and I play it like an old guitar. I sit out on the porch trying to sing like George, dreaming of becoming a star. Well, things I never did when I was just a kid made me what I am today. You see, Mama used to whoop me with a George Jones album. That's why I sang this way. Today. You see, Mama used to whip me with a George Jones album. That's why I sang this way. Mama used to whip me with a George Jones album. That's why I sang this way.
Com dèiem, aquest va ser un dels dos senzills extrets d'aquest cinquè àlbum, cinquè treball discogràfic de Gerald Singletary, del That's Why I Sing This Way, i que avui recordem dins el nostre programa, dins aquest espai. La cançó era original de Max G. Barnes i era la primera vegada que s'interpretava. L'altre senzill va ser una versió d'un tema del 1980 que ja havia interpretat Conway Twitty. La cançó es deia Love to Lay You Down, una cançó maquíssima que en Gerald Singletary va portar fins al número 43 de les llistes americanes. El compositor d'aquesta cançó fou en Fred Aylor McRae. Sentim, doncs, també aquest tema al Club del Country.
There's a lot of ways of saying what I want to say to you. There's songs and poems and promises and dreams that might come true. But I won't talk of starry skies or moonlight on the ground. I'll come right out and tell you I'd just love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. And I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. There's so many ways you sweet love made this house into a home. You've got a way of doing little things that turn me on. Like standing in the kitchen in your faded cotton gown. With your hair all up in curlers, I'd still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. And I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. When a whole lot of Decembers are showing in your face, your auburn hair is faded and silver takes its place. Well, you'll be just as lovely and I'll still be around. And if I can, I know that I'd still love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. And I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down. Lay you down and softly whisper pretty love words in your ear. Lay you down and tell you all the things a woman loves to hear. And I'll let you know how much it means just having you around. Oh, darling, how I'd love to lay you down.
must be going. It seemed this close to Nashville was too close for her. So I stopped by the road sign and I gave her $5. She took it and she kissed me and she gave me a note. She told me I could read it if I mailed it.
Alternativa dins el panorama del country més allunyat del que és el country comercial d'avui en dia. Ells ens el porten Todd Daniel Snyder, conegut amb aquest nom Todd Snyder, nascut a l'11 d'octubre del 1966 a Portland, a l'estat d'Oregon, i que combina perfectament l'americana, el country alternatiu i la música folk. Acabem d'escoltar una de les cançons del seu darrer àlbum, Agnostic Hymns and Star Fables, que ha arribat al número 95 de les llistes americanes, no de música country, i el número 6 de les llistes de música folk. Ell va debutar el 1994 amb l'àlbum Songs from the Daily Planet i des d'aleshores n'ha publicat uns quants, el més conegut List Nashville Skyline, el 2004. D'aquest disc acabem d'escoltar la cançó que portava el nom de West Nashville Grand Ballroom Ground i sentirem, per presentar-lo a tots els nostres oients, la cançó In the Beginning, al principi.
The answer would become even less clear. Overwhelmed by fear, distraction took its place. And so it was in the world's first shelter that we began the human race. The human race to fill up more and more empty space. Oh, how we loved the human race. Until one day this one guy said to this other guy, he said, hey, have you seen that guy over there? He's got more than everybody else has got. To me, that don't seem fair. Well, the second guy agreed with the first guy. Everybody else did too. Until they all got so worked up, they figured there was something they just had to do. Divide his things up among each other. After they killed him, of course. Well, they could see no real good reason not to just take what they wanted by force. But when they found him, he said, hey, wait a minute, fellas. I wouldn't kill me just now. You can see that I've got more than any of you have ever got. Wouldn't you first at least like to know how? And with that, he had their attention. And with that, he went all loud and clear. He said, you all know how long we've all wondered why, oh, why are we here? Well, today I'm gonna tell you all about it. I'm gonna teach you about suffering and bliss. I'm gonna teach you all a little about heaven and hell and the God that gave me all this. God gave me this because I'm humble, and he can do the same for you too. But if you're seeking his love and affection, and what you're doing is the last thing I do. He sends killers to hellfire, both here and eternally. Good live forever in a place called heaven. God told me this personally. Who are you gonna trust in? You can't trust me. you want suffering and heartache, unless you want trouble and fear, you better find some kind of way to humble yourself. May I suggest helping me clean up around here? Of course I could pay you a little bit of money, but more importantly, God would see. And if he sees you working humbly, someday he may give you what he's given me. Well, the crowd just didn't know what to do with that, nor could they prove what he said wasn't true. And since he had what everyone else thought they wanted, it seemed like a thing to do. And we're about we roll into the future, and ain't it a son of a bitch to think that we would still need religion to keep the poor from killing the rich?
Acabant el programa d'aquesta setmana i ho farem després d'haver escoltat la música de Todd Snyder i aquest tema In the Beginning del seu darrer àlbum. I ho farem recordant un disc publicat fa uns mesos enrere. Es tractava del disc Lady and Gentleman de Leon Rimes, publicat el 2011, un disc que a mi em va entusiasmar. El 27 de setembre va sortir al mercat el tercer àlbum d'estudi de Leon Rimes. D'aquest Lady and Gentleman, el primer senzill va ser una versió d'un tema de John Anderson, anomenat Swinging.
Chicken up to fry, the back all run up a garden hose. Yeah, feeling love down to my toes. Yeah, he's the apple of my eye, and I'm with him, it makes me almost high. He's been a sense of spring on the front porch in the spring. Just a spring.
Acabem, doncs, el programa d'aquesta setmana. Salutacions de Rafael Corbí. Ha estat un autèntic plaer, com sempre, www.clubdelcountry.com. Dins aquest àlbum van sortir més senzills, les dues cançons noves que s'incluïen, la resta eren versions de temes d'altres grans personatges de la història de la música. Els dos senzills que van sortir també van ser ben considerats, molt ben considerats, m'atreviria a dir jo, les cançons Crazy Woman i Give, però també tenia, amb la companyia de The Time Jumpers, una versió del tema de Bill Mack, que va ser la que va catapultar la carrera de Liam Rimes, el seu primer senzill, àlbum senzill de debut. Era el tema anomenat Blue. Amb ell ens acomidem. A reveure.
See you.